From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill ruled this morning that police officers were justified in their use of deadly force against Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. KUER's Emily Means has more.
Salt Lake City police officers Neil Iverson and Kevin Fortuna have been cleared in shooting Palacios Carbajal on May 23rd. The two officers were responding to a call about an armed man. Surveillance video shows Palacios Carbajal falling three times during a foot chase, as officers told him to show his hands and drop his weapon. District Attorney Sim Gill says he picked up the gun each time he dropped it, and as he lay on the ground after being shot, raised his hands as if to point the gun at officers.
I cannot ignore the fact that the urge and the desire and the need to hold on to that gun was greater than the desire to flee away from that.
An attorney for the family says the investigation favored the officers and that the case should have been considered by a jury. Palacios Carbajal's sister, Karina, says she wants the officers to be held accountable.
We would like there to be consequences for the officers that killed my brother.
In total, Iverson and Fortuna fired 34 shots. Protests calling for justice are planned for this evening. Emily Means, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert announced today that he will not mandate face coverings in public across the state to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Herbert instead challenged Utahns to follow social distancing guidelines, which include wearing masks, with the goal of getting to a daily average of fewer than 500 new cases by August 1st.
I'm going to give the people of Utah an opportunity to show the kind of people and the character that they are. It is time for us to, in fact, say, you know what, for the good of the whole, we're going to comply voluntarily.
Herbert says if that goal isn't met, the state could reimpose stricter public health requirements and mandate masks in public. Utah's health officials reported 601 new cases of COVID-19 today and 4 new deaths. Utah has been approved to participate in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Federal Food Assistance Program for the pandemic. The Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer Program gives families of qualifying school-aged children an extra $308 per child. That's how much their free or reduced lunches would have cost had schools not been closed. Those who already receive SNAP or food stamp benefits will automatically be enrolled and don't have to apply for the new program. About 4,800 Utahns filed new traditional unemployment claims last week. That's according to numbers released today by the Department of Workforce Services. It's the second fewest number of new claims since the coronavirus pandemic started in early March. Utah paid out about $66 million in state and federal benefits from June 28th through July 4th. Most prisons and jails have stopped allowing visitors because of the coronavirus pandemic. But some prison systems in our region are adapting policies to make it easier for inmates to stay in touch. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
Take Utah. When in-person visitations shut down, prisons there began allowing inmates to make 10 free phone calls a week. Mike Haddon is the executive director of the Utah Department of Corrections.
To be able to hear what's going on at home, out in the community with family and loved ones. I think that it's absolutely incredibly important to maintain that contact.
Normally, a 15-minute call can cost up to $2.85 for Utah inmates. Haddon says the 10 free weekly calls have been very popular with inmates who sometimes have to wait in long lines now until a phone frees up. A number of studies show the more contact inmates have with the outside world reduces recidivism. One problem, though, because of the pandemic, sometimes inmates can't access the common areas where the phones are. The pandemic is forcing some Mountain West prisons to acknowledge infrastructure and other barriers to inmate communications and develop more ways to adapt. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Salt Lake Acting Company is ending its four-decade run of the local production Saturday's Voyeur. The name is a play on the title of an early 1970s Latter-day Saint musical, and the long-running parody was a send-up of Utah politics and culture. Executive Artistic Director Cynthia Fleming says the decision was partially driven by the COVID pandemic, but also a way to reimagine the future of the acting company. Fleming says they plan to replace it with a new, but still locally produced, summer cabaret series. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.